This is Akashwani, the news read by Pinky Michi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Viksit Bharat. Emphasizing self-reliance, Mr. Modi said it is the demand of the time that everything required to make India a developed nation must be built within the country. Mr. Modi was speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod in Gujarat.
आज हम 140 करोड़ भारतीय मिलकर अपने देश को विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए जी जान से जुटे हैं। देश की तरक्की के लिए जो कुछ भी चाहिए वो हम भारत में ही बनाएं, ये आज के समय की मांग है।
Citing the rise in domestic manufacturing, he noted that Indian-made railway components are now exported to countries like England, France, Mexico and Germany. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also launched various development projects of the state government related to rail and other sectors. These include Vande Bharat Express trains between Veravel and Ahmedabad and express train between Valsad and Dahod stations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 11 years in office today, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had taken oath as the Prime Minister of India. This marked a turning point in the country's modern political history, as it had ended the era of coalition politics in India with people giving a clear and decisive mandate to the BJP. India continued to expose Pakistan's nefarious design globally to support terrorism, with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against the menace. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today held interaction with think tanks at Seoul in South Korea and highlighted that sponsoring terrorism has been the state policy of Pakistan since the last 40 years, referring to the Pahalgam terror attack. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan announced that around 15 foreign universities will establish campuses in India by this academic year with government approval already granted. Mr. Pradhan was speaking at the letter of intent handover ceremony to the United Kingdom's Liverpool University in New Delhi today. The Earth Sciences Ministry today launched a high-resolution numerical global model Bharat forecast system for operational forecast up to the panchayat level, which is expected to help to address extreme rainfall events, among other things. Dedicating the model to the country, Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the indigenously made BFS was developed by 5 female scientists, which highlights India's women-led development. He said that IMD has played a pivotal role in taking the country's economy to the fourth position, as in the last few years, the department has contributed over 50,000 crores by preventing potential losses and increasing potential gains in rupees. In Punjab, 4 persons have been arrested in connection with the murder of Shiromani Akali Dal councillor Harjinder Singh in Amritsar. The Shiromani Akali Dal leader was shot dead by motorcycle-borne assailants in Amritsar yesterday. Meanwhile, Akali Dal leader Bikram Singh Majitia and Punjab Congress President Amrinder Singh Raja Waring have criticized the AAP government in the state, citing a worsening law and order situation in Punjab. In Jharkhand, a Naxal carrying a reward of 5 lakh rupees on his head was killed in an encounter with security forces in Latehar district. The police also arrested another Naxal, Kunder Kherwar, who had a reward of 10 lakh rupees on his head. In chess, world champion D. Gukesh will take on Magnus Carlsen in the opening round of the prestigious Norway chess tournament starting today at Stavanger. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians in a crucial game in Jaipur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.